just from canvassing over the last couple of months, the issue of, you know, the poor surfaces on the roads and the danger of the roads, and not only just the roads, I suppose, both footpaths and cycling paths, has been a major area of concern for many residents, and it comes up in the doors all the time. So, like, we hear complaints about it all the time. So I've contacted Sligo County Council about carrying out an audit of all the roads, footpaths and cycle paths in the Sligo Strand Hill area, but also as a party that we have a motion coming up on Wednesday and to looking for, you know, an increase in allocation of funds for repair of damaged road surfaces and footpaths. Because at the moment, I think the County Council funding is so low that they're, you know, they're often used to kind of in emergency situations to deal with like adverse weather conditions. And but like, I think once we, if we had a full audit, we'll actually have some idea where the money can most be effectively spent. And basically that there's roads crumbling and the county councils aren't being funded enough. They don't have enough money to actually keep up with their repairs.
So obviously we know there's major issues out there when people are speaking to the public regarding, you know, housing and immigration. But you're saying it was quite prevalent when you were talking to people that maintenance work, restoration works on these roads need to be done and footpaths.
Yeah, and it's, and I suppose it's looking, it's from a safety point of view. We can see the amount of road fatalities and on the roads and on the cycle paths that there's, their infrastructure isn't matching the level of development. And we can see that over time and time again, that, and this is throughout the whole constituency over Sligo Town and in Strand Hill, that, you know, like, people are concerned about the safety of the roads, and that, you know, and older people and people with disabilities are often reluctant to walk on footpaths or walk in areas where there should be a footpath and there isn't, because they're scared and they're worried, and this shouldn't be the case. And I just think that the county councils are not being properly resourced to actually deal with these issues.
Because it's important that in our rural areas, especially in the northwest, to have accessibility needs to be there for all ages and for all people.
Yeah, and we're moving, I suppose we are trying to move away from cars, but it's, and but people don't feel safe on cycle lanes, and they don't feel safe in footpaths, because, and there's not proper ramps, you know. And I know that from previous work before with the Irish Wheelchair Association, that it's very difficult, and people with prams and buggies, from being a mum myself, that, you know, it's, they're not safe and they're not fit for purpose. And like, this has come up over and over again, that there's surfacing works, they're only, you know, like plasters, sticky plasters over them, and they're not actually maintained to the level that they should be. Like, we're a developing area, it's a developing city, and the infrastructure isn't matching that line of development.